Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, whose charitable foundation, that's Sharing Change, is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Discover more at sharingchange.org. Well, we are going to talk about the journey home today. The executive director, Scott Foster, is here and brought along Scott with you this morning. Your board chair, Dr. Leslie Dodd-Carl, and good morning. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
Things going well?
It's been a minute. Things are, you know, it's winter time. When we talk about homelessness, you know, winter time is one of the seasons of the year that really exposes that as a significant issue. You know, we just went through some very cold weather. And we're very fortunate through our Coldest Nights program to be able to make sure people stayed safe. I want to give a shout out to First Baptist Church. They opened their gym to us and let us use that space even for the daytime. We had many daytime temperatures down in the single digits this round. Very dangerous for people to be outside. And you know, it's a significant issue. And the community's really come together to try to support work to help that. Help us reduce that.
Also St. Paul's.
Oh yeah, got a lot of good partnerships there. I know I'm just gonna kind of go jumping right into the fact that you're in the process of a new facility that's going to really help with, you know, things like that, you know, really really bitterly cold day and things like that, right?
It is. It's going to give us the space to be able to serve people better. To be able to conduct many of the programs that we do now on a very limited scale, on a better scale, with capacity to serve the number of people that need those services. Construction is underway. In fact, we'll start putting a roof on the thing a week from Monday.
Oh, really?
So we're excited about that. And out at 1207 Old Salem Road, if people want to drive by and just kind of see how things are coming along. And, you know, we're just so blessed by this community and how they've come together to say, hey, we want to provide the tools that you need to do this work and help get people back into housing, help people get stabilized, help people get back on their feet and into community life. And you know, that tool is going to help us, that new building is a tool that's really going to help us do that. But as we continue to have significant, growth and difficulty, rising prices for housing and other issues that impact the work that we do, we will continue to need support. There are going to be many opportunities for people to get involved in giving and also in serving, you know, volunteering and getting involved in the work. So we know that this tool is going to be a huge blessing, but it's also
going to cost money.
Yeah, it's going to cost money for us to do the work that we do there. And so we've got a big event coming up this March 10th. Leslie, you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, the community has been so incredibly generous in helping us get this building done. But with the new building comes an increased cost for operating, new programs and services. So we started a fundraiser last year called Journey 24. We're going to have it every year, and this year it's called Journey 25. And it is March the 10th, 11:30 to 1 at MTSU. And the purpose of this event is to raise money for operations. We're going to have the beautiful new facility, but the operating costs are going to go up, and the new programs we want to implement are going to cost money. So this event is purely for operations of the new center. And if anybody is interested, you can go to Love God Serve People at, let's see, lovegodservepeople.org. You can register. You can find out all you need to know about Journey 25. So we're hoping the community will come out again and help us again.
Right. Well, this is, kind of a lunch program.
It's a luncheon, yes. Okay. And it's going to have a program, some speakers, and nobody will go on too long. And we'll have some information from our more successful clients, and that's always inspiring. It's just a good time to get together with other givers, mm-hmm. and to help a problem that actually affects all of us and affects the health of our community.
So the luncheon, do you have to, how do you get tickets? Do you just buy a table or is it person?
We're having table captains with tables of 10, or you can go by person, lovegodservepeople.org.
Okay.
There's a big button you push and you can sign up and reserve a seat. You can reserve a table of 10. It's really easy to do if you go to the website.
Yeah. Scott, while you've had this capital campaign, you are also, you still need money to operate, right?
That's right. You know, when we talk about, operating the ministry, a lot of people may not really fully understand what that means. People understand, hey, you've got to, pay to keep the lights on and that kind of a thing. But the majority of the funding that we raise is to deliver services that help people move from homelessness to housing. So in many cases, those are things like deposits on a new unit to move in. Many people can manage their monthly household costs, but when it comes to moving in, it sometimes takes two or three times the normal monthly household, housing cost to do that. So it's some rent assistance, it's programs, it's the case managers that help coach people through that budgeting process and life skills development and get them connected to other health services, mental health, maybe recovery, maybe employment services that coach them in relational issues. So that's really the operations. It's really so heavily the programs that we deliver. For most of the folks that are experiencing homelessness, simply putting them into housing is only part of the answer. And so really they need support. They need a path, to a plan to go down a new path. And it needs to be sustainable. It needs to be something that over time they can maintain so that they don't fall back into homelessness down the road.
Well, I mean, just having a place to stay, that's only part of it. I mean, how do you maintain to be able to stay there? Stable job, and childcare is always an issue sometimes too. I mean, we talk about Rutherford County Schools all the time, and there are thousands of kids within that system that are homeless.
That's right.
They estimate about 3,000 kids. So if you add parents and siblings, it goes up very quickly to about 5,000. That's a lot. You can just imagine what it's like for a little kid to wake up in a car and try to get ready to go to school. It's heartbreaking. We've seen a real rise in homeless seniors and women with children. So the 10 family units at the new center are going to really help for emergency housing for women with children. It's specifically for families.
Maybe either one of you or both of you talk about homelessness. I think we have a conception in our mind of what homelessness is, and it's the person that's walking down the street with all the bags that they have, and that's just where they want to be, and that's homelessness. But that's just like saying orange is the only color. There's not burnt orange, and there's not bright orange. You know what I mean?
Right. Sure, and I think you're exactly right. People have an idea of what homelessness is based on what they have observed themselves. Sometimes it's easiest for me to explain it to people that aren't in the work every day, is that typically we've got three groups of people, some that have not, some that cannot, and some that will not. And for those that have not, usually those are folks that are out working. Maybe they've had some job instability or some instability with their expenses, but they are trying really hard and they just need help getting over the hump and they need coaching. And man, once they get in that spot, they get housed, they get the right coaching, they can take the ball and run with it, get connected to other resources that can help them keep that ball moving. And then we have those that are sort of the cannots, and most of this community suffers with disabilities, chronic medical conditions, mental illness, oftentimes co-occurring substance abuse issues, relational issues, histories of trauma, and that kind of a thing. And for many of them, particularly those with disabilities, for many generations, we took care of them because we had institutional care and places that people could reside and get services they need. And we just don't have that as much anymore. And then we've got some that are that are just through a number of reasons, a lot of times undiagnosed mental illness, sort of our will not group. And that's the group we have to work with the most, because we have to determine how they're going to move forward, or if we even have the resources to help serve them. And if not, maybe to move them on to places that do have the resources that can help them.
And that's only about 20% of the population, and that, but that's what most people see.
It's
the guy laying on the corner on the square. So that's a tough group.
I'll give you an idea of things that people really don't maybe think about. In our Coldest Nights program that we run at First Baptist and at St. Paul's, that's unsheltered homeless folks that people might see on the streets. This past year, we had 20, and I'm calling these numbers off the top of my head.
Sure.
I'm going to be about right.
Okay.
We had about 20 of those individuals that were over 55. 16 of those individuals were over 65. And we had, I believe it was 6 or 8 of those individuals that were over 70 years old.
Wow. Mm.
So these are folks that are, you know, senior adults. That don't have, based on their income, many of them get disability income or that kind of Social Security, but based on that limited amount of income, aren't able to actually afford housing in our community. And you know, just to be honest, how do we, knowing that, now that that's been shared, how do we deal with that? Because, man, we've got to do better as a community. We have to do better when we have senior adults, when we have, you know, people my grandmother's age out on the street, or maybe my mother's age. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit older than that, but you know,
I was going to roll with it.
Oh, yeah, you know, but people we would think in a grandmotherly way,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, that are on the street. You know,
one of the dreams of us, of the board and Scott, of course, is permanent supportive housing for that population. Hopefully, our next project will be building small units of apartments that has an on-site social worker that specifically is for seniors with disabilities, or they it's hard for them to get off the street without more help. So that's the next dream we have in the pipeline, is permanent supportive housing.
That is a tough group.
Yeah. It is.
I appreciate your, you know, kind of a definition of homelessness. It's not just X. It's X, Y, Z, A, B, C. You know, I mean,
that's right.
It's very wide ranging. So the work of the Journey Home continues here in our community, and we've seen you grow so much, Scott, with this organization since, 2006, I believe?
2006, 18 years.
Yeah, this is, and 2025 is going to be a big year.
Big year.
And want to make sure that we invite folks out on March 10th. You said Journey 25 was at MTSU. It's in the Student Union building.
It's in the upstairs ballroom at the Student Union. It's spring break, so no issue with parking.
That's what I was going
to
ask.
We always pick that week. We're so grateful to have Dr. Gloria Bonner. They do whatever she says over there. So it's 11:30 to 1, Monday, March the 10th. Go to lovegodservepeople.org and consider signing up, please.
Scott, in our last few minutes here, minute and a half or so, are there opportunities to volunteer? Are there opportunities to give if you can't make Journey 25? Maybe just kind of update us on a little bit of that.
Absolutely. And again, the community support through financial means as well as serving is so important. Our website, lovegodservepeople.org, as Leslie's mentioned, has all the information about giving. We can accept your financial support in any way you want to do it. We can do a bank draft. We can do credit cards. We can do monthly. We can do one time, however you want to do that. And we appreciate everyone's, interest in doing that. There are going to be so many new volunteer opportunities at the new center. Mm-hmm. And actually later this spring, we will be talking about how we are going to ramp up the training for new volunteers coming into the Journey Home. We have well over 1,000 folks that volunteer with us every year. That number needs to drastically increase. And we know that there are many people in our community that want to get involved.
Sure.
But they need to get equipped. They need to know what they're doing. They need to understand, how to act and react in things in certain situations, and we want to provide that for them, mm-hmm. you know, and really help them feel empowered to come make a difference in the life of somebody else in their community.
Journey Home needs the community's time, talent, and treasure.
Well, as you begin to ramp up, Scott, be sure to let us know, and we'll help try to get the word out. And do you drive by just about every day to see, you know, progress? I bet it's pretty exciting for you, isn't it?
I'm over there two or three times a week, but I also have a camera that shows the site all the time, that I check in with it every day.
Well, good, so. Good. Well, we're all excited about that. Be having a little roof-topping ceremony here pretty soon.
That's
sounds
right.
Like.
That's right.
Well, good stuff. Appreciate you both being here. Anytime we can help, let us know.
Thank you.
Sounds great.
Thanks very much.
Our friends from the Journey Home joining us today. Executive Director Scott Foster, Board Chair Dr. Leslie Dodd-Carl, and lovegodservepeople.org is the website where you can find all kinds of information. Have a great day, everybody.